Support for WPR comes from WIPS with Toward One Wisconsin, a conference on equity, diversity, and inclusion, May 7th and 8th in Eau Claire. Registration information and more is at t1w.org.
Support for WPR comes from 4imprint, providers of promotional products for businesses, including embroidered apparel, trade show items, and logoed business gifts. More is at 4imprint.com. 4imprint, for certain.
I'm Melissa Block from NPR News. Your contribution to this station today, right now, is more important than ever. The act of giving, the decision to participate in the ongoing success of public radio, that makes us different from our commercial counterparts. Public radio is more independent and more financially sound when more people support it. Think of it as democratizing the radio. Please do your part to sustain public radio's editorial independence. Here's how to give.
You can go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support. I'm Todd Witter with Judith Sears-Poisson asking for your support of the WPR programs that you count on and look forward to each day. Thank you in advance for your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We've concentrated our fall pledge drive. We've boiled it down from 12 days to just 6.
Like maple syrup.
Exactly. And it's as tasty, too. But in terms of finances, it's still our biggest fundraiser of the year. Your pledge now of $50, $100, whatever amount is comfortable for you, goes a long way to both supporting the programs you count on and keeping on-air fundraising to a minimum. Give as generously as you can at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And in just a moment, Larry, we'll be talking with writer and humorist and awesome Wisconsinite Michael Perry about his Clodhopper monologues. Fun discussions like this are possible only because of your financial support. So give right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Think of it this way. If you listen to WPR on your way to work and on your way home every day, and an hour or two each weekend, for me, that would be when I'm waking up and listening to it, you're listening more than 700 hours a year.
Today, if you've never given before, we're asking you to consider a first-time gift of just $5 a month.
$5 a month for hundreds of hours of listening. That makes WPR one of the best information and entertainment bargains you'll find anywhere. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
888-202-2552. We are looking for 100 pledges by 12:30. Help out now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's our Half the Time Pledge Drive. This is a short fall drive, just 6 days instead of 12. Your donation helps make it a success. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, ask for the Clodhopper monologues with your pledge of $100. Pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Nell from La Crosse said, I stay home at home with my daughter and listen every single day. Having recently left the work world, WPR is my favorite source of intellectual stimulation. If you feel the same, donate now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you.
And a big thanks to Michael Perry. Michael is with us, I believe, now in our Eau Claire studios. Mike, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me, Larry?
I can hear you perfectly.
Oh, that's exciting.
Thanks so much for taking time to be with us today.
Oh, I love to come on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm grateful to be here.
Oh, I tell you what. I so enjoy your two CD collection here, the Clodhopper Monologues, recorded in real time before an unreservedly live audience.
Yes, they were. And we left her pretty much unretouched, too. There's one joke in there, one of my favorite jokes, and I muffed it. And we had recorded a couple of shows, and for a while we toyed with dropping a better version of it in there, but we just couldn't quite make it sound right. And then later I thought, you know, if I want people to really believe that we really did it, I better leave the mistake in there. So
you left it.
Yeah. Yeah, we did some shows in different venues, yeah, around the state. We did one in over there in Mineral Point, their beautiful opera house. And this particular version that wound up on the CD is... was recorded at the Stoughton Opera House.
Which is a beautiful building.
Oh, those are treasures, yeah. You know, again, it's just one thing I love about Wisconsin. There's so much to discover, and I come from the red barn, white farmhouse, green fields, black and white cows part of Wisconsin. But, you know, I get up north occasionally, Ashland, Bayfield, and you've got the whole maritime feel to, and then you get down in the southwestern corner of the state, and you've got a whole different feel. Yeah. And then little things like these opera houses, it's a great state. Yeah. We're more than cheese, although I'm real pleased about the cheese situation. I talk on the CD about sometimes people call you cheesehead. Some people think that's stereotyping, but I'm all for it. The Department of Tourism kind of overcomes that image, and they're just making some progress. And then what happens? The Packers go to the Super Bowl. And then everybody tunes in and sees, say, 80,000 people wearing cheese on their heads, and Department of Tourism has to start all over again.
Well, this audio collection you've got here, why'd you call it the Clodhopper Monologues?
Well, I always liked the term clodhopper. Again, that's one that maybe some people find troubling, but I grew up tromping clods, you know, walking, going out to the field that was plowed and walking out to the equipment, and you had to hop from clod to clod, or being out deer hunting and crossing a frozen field that had been plowed, and you're going from clod to clod, and I just always thought it was a neat term. And then I started doing some pieces with Wisconsin Public Television, and we at one point, I used to be up north of 64 there, and then I moved to a little farm down by Fall Creek, and so we named them, called that the Clodhopper Report, and so I thought, well, the Clodhopper Monologues, why not?
why not? Well, what's it, you know, recording this in real time in front of a live audience, wasn't that a bit of a risk?
Well, yeah, although low risk. I mean, what happened is over the years I've gotten these stories, and the material on, it's a two CD set, it's about 126 minutes, I think, and some of the stories I've been telling for a long time. Some of the stories are brand new. There's a certain familiarity, and there's certainly a comfort. I mean, you can hear that. When I first come out, and folks are very welcoming, and you know, it really has a living room feel to it. Except that night there were over 400 people in the living room. And I'm not a, you know, sometimes folks say, oh, you should be a stand-up comedian. That, boy, I have real respect for stand-up comedians. Yeah. That's the toughest gig in the world. You know, you're charging someone $25 and a three-drink minimum. You've told them ahead of time you're going to be funny. Yeah. And in my case, you know, I'm primarily a writer, but I've found a way to tell some of my stories in a humorous way, and people are pleasantly surprised to discover that it's humorous. I haven't put that chip on their shoulder. But I also, I mean, I know the material, but I have a little set list I usually tape down to the floor that just has the first line or two of where I want to go. So I have something to refer to in case I get lost, because I do tend to go off on tangents. But on the other hand, I'm familiar enough with the material that I can go off on a tangent and eventually bring it back.
Bring it back, yeah.
Yeah.
Michael Perry, our guest today. You can join in at 1-800-642-1234 if you got a question for him. We're going to play an example of that from the Clodhopper Monologues, and we'll do that in just a little bit. You're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.
I'm Judith Sears-Poisson here with Todd Witter on the Ideas Network. You hear about topics big and small. That's why you listen, and that's why you contribute. Your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is crucial, because we're having a Half the Time pledge drive.
You told us you wanted more programming with less on-air fundraising, so we've cut this pledge drive in half from 12 days to just 6 days. So we really need for you to give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're looking for 100 pledges during this program. Nice round number. Thanks if you've already given.
If not, help us stay on track. Help make our Half the Time pledge drive a success by making your contribution right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You hear great guests all day long on the Ideas Network, like Michael Perry right now. This is a unique radio service in the nation, and your support makes it possible. Pledge now for the station you rely on and enjoy at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And speaking of Michael Perry, you can receive his Clodhopper Monologues as a thank you gift for your pledge of $100. Your pledge will help support the programs and you'll enjoy this thank you gift.
And you really will enjoy it. That's the Clodhopper Monologues for your pledge of $100. Your pledge of any amount supports WPR programs at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, most of us, regardless of what we do, we like to have our work noticed and appreciated. That's also true for this program here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Show your appreciation by pledging your support to WPR right now.
Your pledge, in effect, says, I want more, and I appreciate the guests that Larry brings to us. Because you do want more, give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Sometimes when you cut something in half, you get less, like half a loaf of bread. But sometimes half is good, like half-priced or our half-the-time pledge drive. A good idea? We think so. But it only works when you give now. We're happy to shorten this pledge drive, but only if we can raise all the money to pay for your favorite programs.
I'm Judith Sears-Poisson with Todd Witter. We're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support is such a big part of why Larry Mueller is available to you right now. Make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We pay for the things that are important to us. Mortgage or rent, important. Food, also important.
Wisconsin Public Radio. When you think about it, that's really important, too. Life just wouldn't be as good without it.
And because Wisconsin Public Radio is important to you, invest in it. Support the programs you enjoy and rely on every day. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The best way to support this intelligent source of news and information is by donating at WPR.org. Put your contribution to work right away by making your pledge with your credit card.
It just takes a moment of your time, and you'll be investing in a station that keeps you informed and entertained every single day. Your contribution in any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 provides essential support to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Todd, we're still looking for 93 more pledges by 12:30.
We're chipping away at it.
Help out now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It is our half the time pledge drive. It's a shortfall drive, just 6 days instead of the usual 12. Your donation helps make this halftime pledge drive a big success. Give right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, you can ask for the Clodhopper Monologues with your pledge of at least $100. They are really funny, and we'll get you a few clips of those shortly. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Robert from Rockville, Maryland says, WPR does not waste my time. When I listen to the various programs, I always bring something of value away from the experience. That's all the way from Maryland. What do you think here in Wisconsin? Do you value what you hear on the Ideas Network? We hope you'll pledge your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Don't forget, we're trying to do all of this in half the time, just 6 days to reach our goal that we normally reach in 12 days. Your donation is going to help us reach that goal. So give right now, WPR.org, or you can call 888-202-2552. Again, you can go to WPR.org. And thanks so much.
Michael Perry, our guest today, and callers online to visit with you, Mike. And let's go to let's take a call. Before I want to definitely play a piece of one of your monologues, but first let's hear from Marilyn and Madison. Marilyn, hi. Thank you for calling.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Thanks so much for letting me on. Michael, I just loved the book Coop, and I wondered if you were, if the new collection is just on CD format, or will it be in book format?
Well, first of all, thanks. I appreciate it, and it's nice to hear you mention Coop. I've had fun with that book, and a lot of times in interviews, a couple of radio interviews I've done, I come on air live, and as we hit the airwaves live, the host has gone, "Well, welcome. Let's talk about your new book, Co-op," which
let you know that let you know that that person has not read your book.
Well, actually, it's a fair mistake because there actually is discussion of the food co-op in there and things like that. I get a kick out of it because it's one of those things that it never occurs to you until there you are in the moment. And I figure that's all right. Folks can figure it out. The Clodhopper monologues, those are just in audio form, and we made them available there at the website sneezingcow.com, or today, as you can hear, if you're able to make a sufficient donation, WPR is giving some of those away. It's CD format, and then of course, if you go to the website, we also have there's an avenue for you to download it digitally as well. The stories are. In some of the stories do actually come from the book. There are a couple of stories from Coop that are in the Clodhopper monologues. What's happened over the years is I've done so much book touring and I do a lot that it just kind of morphed into live performance. And I always figure I'm always flabbergasted in a happy way when people turn out for readings, and I just can't imagine that it's come to this. And so the fact that they're there, I always feel like you should really entertain folks. And so the stories are often drawn from the books, and I sometimes reconfigure them a little bit because live performance is different than reading something off the page. I would say about half the stories on the Clodhopper monologues are drawn from the books and reconfigured, and then other things are just bits and pieces and fun things that don't necessarily fit in a book.
And Marilyn,
I hope that answered the question.
Yeah, I hope so too. Marilyn, I tell you what, we'll play a piece of one of the monologues so you get a kind of an idea about it. And this one, Mike, you're talking about how having a hard time concentrating can actually be a plus sometime.
Oh. My answer to Marilyn just proved I have a hard time concentrating.
There we go.
I have. I tell people I kind of have a functional ADD. I just can't keep things straight in my head, and everything all splits into six parts and shoots off in six different directions. And maybe the best way to describe how my head works is that a while back, I had a phone call from an editor, and he was putting together an anthology of Midwestern writing. And he said, we would like you to write a 10,000-word essay on Wisconsin. That was it. That was the sum total of his instructions. And so the way my head works is I go, okay, all right, well, Wisconsin. Well, Wisconsin reminds me of cows. And cows remind me of milk. And milk reminds me of cheese. And cheese reminds me of cheese heads. And cheese heads remind me of the Packers. And the Packers remind me of the meaning of life. And the deal is, as long as you can keep track of all them tangents and bring them back to where you started, that's called an essay. You can sell those, which is excellent news for me.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it works. Things fire in a random direction inside my head.
Well, I tell you what, it's we have a few more that I'd kind of like to play over the course of the show here. Maybe we'll be able to work some of them in. I want to give people a chance to ask you some questions. So again, we'll give that number. It's 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. If you have a question for Mike Perry, we'd love to hear from you. Here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I'm Judith Sears-Poisson here with Todd Witter, and we're in our Half the Time Pledge Drive. You rely on WPR to bring clarity to the day's news and to engage your mind with lively discussions. We rely on the money you give to keep that news and discussion going strong.
And we're here to raise the money for the programs you rely on in just 6 days instead of the usual 12. Make your pledge of any amount right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We need your help because we're looking for 83 3 more pledges by the end of this program. Pledges like yours keep us on track to support the programs you count on, and they help us reduce on-air fundraising by making this half-the-time drive a success. Thanks if you've already given, and if not, give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
How many times have you been listening to the Ideas Network and heard something that truly stopped you in your tracks? Something that was really, really interesting?
We strive every day for programs that open your eyes and engage your brain. Programs that affect your life and maybe make you laugh, too.
This kind of radio happens only with your financial support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's you that decides the amount of your pledge. Every pledge is appreciated, and every pledge helps pay for the programs you love on WPR. Consider asking for the Clodhopper Monologues as your thank you gift when you give $100 or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
As a Wisconsin Public Radio listener, you're part of a community of people who share your curiosity about the world. The WPR community also keeps this station on the air with their financial contributions.
This model of relying on voluntary support might be unusual, but it has some advantages. It means that if one person can't give this time or can't give much, there might be someone else who can step in to help.
Not everyone can give, and we understand that, but if you can afford to contribute, do so right now. You'll make a positive contribution to your own life and to your community. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, this is Nina Totenberg, legal affairs correspondent for NPR News. Public radio is not like most businesses. Imagine that you could walk into a grocery store and say, I'll take some of that butter or cereal or produce there. How much is it? And the grocer answers, help yourself and pay whatever it's worth to you. Would you expect a carpenter to work that way or an attorney? But this is how public radio operates. We don't require that you pay a certain amount to listen to this radio service. We ask you, and we rely on you. It may be an odd way to do business, but it's worked for us, and it's worked for you. Please help perpetuate this unusual arrangement and this exceptional public radio service.
You can do that by pledging at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson, a huge Nina Totenberg fan, so that was a thrill for me. I'm here with Todd Witter. We're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Maybe your gift is $50 or $100 or $500. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount. Do so right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm guessing you probably find that Wisconsin Public Radio is a great source of information about the nation, the world, and Wisconsin. You value WPR for the lifelong learning it brings to your life. You learn something new here every day, year after year.
This continuing education is possible only because of support from listeners like you. Like any education, you get out of it what you put into it. Invest in your education at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're looking for a total of 100 pledges by the end of this program. Thank you if you've already given. If not, help us stay on track. Help make our Half the Time pledge drive a success by making your contribution right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Pledging to Wisconsin Public Radio is a quick and easy process. And to make it even easier, make the switch to being a sustainer. A sustaining membership is one that automatically renews each and every year. Choose a monthly gift amount, $5 a month or $10 a month, any amount, that can be a sustaining gift.
As a sustainer, you'll help Wisconsin Public Radio save money because we won't have to send as many renewal notices in the mail. So make the switch and make a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A $10 a month contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio is just a little over 30 cents a day. And when you think about it, you probably spend a lot more than 30 cents a day on things you value a lot less than WPR.
I think I probably lose 30 cents a day out of my pocket. So spend a little right now. And you'll get a lot in return. Make your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Either way, you'll be investing in a station that you use.
I think you need to sew some holes in your pockets. We're still looking for 80 pledges by 12:30. You can help out right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This is our Half the Time pledge drive. It's a shortfall drive, just 6 days instead of 12. Your donation helps make it a success, but only if you give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Don't forget to ask for the Clodhopper Monologues with your pledge of at least $100. You can do that right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Carla from Rhodes, Iowa says, I really enjoy Larry Mueller's programs and guests. Also, Joy Cardine and Kathleen Dunn. I don't know how they keep coming up with such good programs day after day. We hope you agree. Donate now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you.
Michael Perry, our guest today. I'm Larry Mueller. Thank you so much for listening in. Michael has been a guest on this program a number of times, and it's always a lot of fun. And I know we always get lots of callers and emailers with questions. Certainly, if you're one of those, maybe you are a Michael Perry fan. Maybe there's a particular book or story that you'd like to mention or talk with him about. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@WPR.org or go to our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. You can post your question or comment right there. And, you know, Kay in Jackson County has been waiting a long time. So I want to go to Kay. Kay, hi. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you, sir. I have a farm question from a non-farm girl.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay, now you wash a wool sweater, you throw it in the dryer, it shrinks.
Yeah.
A sheep goes out in the rain, sun comes out, sheep should pucker up.
Well, I got your answer, actually. But I wish I had a funny answer, you know, something about we just, you know, we never let our sheep go out in the rain. But
Do you iron them, or what do you do?
Tumble dry. Tumble dry, low heat, yeah. No, a sheep, actually, if you grew up like I did, helping shear sheep and packing the wool into these giant gunny sacks that Dad used to use to haul them off to market, the wool off to market, you'll find that underneath that wool down by the sheep's skin, it's very oily, very greasy, and it's that's called lanolin. Yeah, and it's a very it's very good for your hands. Like after a day of helping shear sheep and what would happen is you'd cut the fleece off and then you'd roll it up real tight and bundle it with some twine, and then we had these tall wool bags. They looked like a giant gunny sack, and they were held up by a framework, and you'd climb up a ladder and you'd stuff the fleece down into that bag until it got, and when we were little kids, Dad would lower us down in there and we would stomp the wool down and pack it in there nice and tight. But at the end of the day, your hands were just super soft and smooth. Yeah. But there's a downside, and that is that I never cared for the smell of lanolin. Yeah. It didn't repulse me or anything, but nowadays, even if someone offers me goat cheese or sheep cheese, I'll have it because I love cheese in all of its forms. But I am reminded immediately of the scent of shearing sheep because I think that lanolin's it. But anyway, that's why, because when the rain hits their wool, the lanolin protects them.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm glad
you actually asked a question that I could answer. I'm surprised because everyone calls me a farmer, but my brother, who's a real farmer, would like to speak to you about that.
Well, I live in Wisconsin, but I'm far from being a farmer.
Thank you so much for calling, Kay.
Thank you, sir.
You know what? Linda in Colfax is out. Let's go to Linda. Hi, Linda. Linda, are you there?
Yeah, I'm on here. First, Michael, I want to tell you that I'm a real fan. Your work has moved me to tears and brought laughter to my life, and I want to thank you for that.
Oh, thank you.
Well, then I just wanted to know if you are aware of or what your views are on what's being done to the community of New Auburn by the sand mine industry up there. And I will just take my answer off the air.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Michael, are you familiar?
Yeah, I'm not living in New Auburn anymore. I'm down on a farm in Fall Creek, so I'm not at the heart and center of all that. I know that, as with any issue, there's controversy there, and I'm aware of the issues in play. I'm also aware that I get asked to comment on politics a lot, and I get asked from both sides. And I am sometimes, I would use the word berated, sometimes hectored, and I understand people's frustration. But the way I feel about politics, and I'm sometimes told that because of what I do, I should be speaking out. And what I feel is I am first and foremost a neighbor. And on the little farm where I live now, and I get nervous about it. My heart is beating right now. I'm not good at this stuff. Yeah. I'm trying to speak honestly. Yeah. The little farm where I live now, there's a guy down the road, and I don't think he and I have probably voted the same in any election for the past 20 years. Actually, that's not true. We would have overlapped in some instances. But he comes up when I'm gone, and he plowed my cornfield for me. My wife needed something done when I'm gone. He comes up and helps me out. I go down to his place. He had to have some heart surgery, and Buddy and I went down, and we got his hay baled and put up the day before he had to go in because he was worried about it getting rained on. That's where my politics go. I will talk to my neighbors, but I will not get up and tell other people what to think. It's just I feel, and people tell me I'm wrong, and I'm sure I'll hear it again, but I just feel that it is not my position to tell other people what to do, especially from some sort of purported point of elevation, because I don't operate that way. I'm a guy just trying to make a living, and of course I have feelings, and I follow politics very closely, and I vote. I'm not one of those people who say I never missed an election. Of course, I have missed some, but I take that responsibility very seriously. But I'm just, I think when people say, what do you think about this? And my answer very respectfully is, you shouldn't ask me what I think. You should go talk to your neighbor and find out what your neighbor thinks. And especially if you don't agree with your neighbor, you should talk to your neighbor. And I don't know. I'm just not very good at it, but I'm trying to be honest about it.
And well, you know, you and I are on the same plane. You and I are on the same plane, Michael. I agree with you, and I try to do that myself.
Well, these things are difficult. I mean, the recent political things, my neighborhood is split. My church is split. My fire department is split. My family is split. But my family also got together this Sunday. And we dined together in a shop, and we talked, and we told stories, and we will find a way to fight these things out, but we will do it somewhere other than the dining room table. And I don't know. I just talk to your neighbors. Don't look to a guy who writes books. I'm really not being flip. I mean, you know, a lot of times people also say, well, you need to get out. And I've written about how when I'm put in a debate situation, I have all the consistency of a sugar cube, man. I could, you know, be careful who you want out front speaking for you, because a guy like me gets very tongue-tied, and I get very my thoughts are scattered. And so I think about these, I reflect about these things in quiet times and with people I know closely, and I try to come to the best conclusion. So.
Michael Perry, our guest here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Well, Michael Perry is talking to his neighbors, and here we are talking to you, our neighbors in the WPR community. Hi, I'm Judith Sears-Poisson with Todd Witter. This is listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio, and we're in our Half the Time pledge drive.
We've cut our fall drive down from 12 days to just 6, and that's it. It's happening right now. Be a part of this halftime drive with your gift of $50 or $100 at WPR.org or 888-202-255. You make this shorter drive possible.
Help pay for the programs you depend on, like The Larry Mueller Show, Joy Cardine, Kathleen Dunn, What Do You Know? And help us raise those funds in just half the days of a normal fall drive. It's audacious, 6 days instead of 12.
And we're still looking for 74 more pledges by the end of the program. That's 12:30. Make yours at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552.
You know, Todd, we usually don't give our opinions on the air, but when we're talking about Wisconsin Public Radio, we are happy to make an exception.
We're not afraid to say that we think WPR is a unique radio service, a service well worth your support.
We hope you'll take a minute to voice your opinion right now by making a pledge of support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And of course, Larry has Michael Perry with him this hour, and you can receive Michael Perry's The Clodhopper Monologues when you make a contribution of at least $100.
It's a great premium that we have, the Clodhopper Monologues. Your donation supports the programs you love, like the Larry Mueller Show. And you can also get this nice thank you gift with your pledge of $100. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Families often tell us how WPR brings them closer together. Children and parents listen together before school and on the weekends, using Wisconsin Public Radio as a jumping-off point for conversations. Spouses get together at the end of the day and discuss the stories they each heard separately on their commutes.
I often listen in the car with my daughter, and we talk about what we're listening to. Listening to WPR can be a point of connection between you and your loved ones. Your support right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 keeps that connection going.
Giving at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, it's really easy. All it takes is a gift of a dollar or two a week and a few minutes of your time.
A dollar or two a week adds up to about $50 or $100 for the year. And all year long, you'll benefit from this program and many others. And all the programs that you really love. Make your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
You've heard the expression, less is more. We've applied this idea to our fall fundraiser. It's called the Half the Time Pledge Drive. We've cut the drive down from the usual 12 days to just 6. Less fundraising means more programming, but the only way it works is if you give now. Here's how.
That's by going to WPR.org or calling 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson here with Todd Witter, asking for your support of the WPR programs you count on. Thank you in advance for your gift. We really do appreciate it. Just go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're looking to reach 100 pledges by the end of Larry's program today. We still have 73 pledges to reach by the end of the show. Your pledge right now helps keep this program going strong. It helps keep the drive short. Only 6 days instead of 12. Make your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio helps keep you informed and entertained every day with guests like Michael Perry, certainly giving us all a good laugh. You also get value from this program and also from Talk of the Nation, Zorba Pastor on Your Health, What Do You Know, and many others you've come to rely on.
WPR gives you a window on the world like no other. Support the exciting mix of programs that you enjoy right here on this station with your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, you can receive the Clodhopper Monologues by Michael Perry as a thank you gift for your pledge of $100. Your pledge will help support the programs and you'll enjoy this great thank you gift.
That's the Clodhopper Monologues for your pledge of $100. Your pledge of any amount supports WPR programs at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Todd, we had a listener write in to say, I love people coming together in community to support WPR. Thanks for that great comment.
And we couldn't agree more. Pledge is a great time for you and us to share our enthusiasm for the programs and the service that we all have come to love. Join the community in celebrating WPR. Make your pledge right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We hear from a lot of first-time pledgers who are giving because they've gotten their first job out of college and can finally afford to give. Or people who turned 30 and realized, I think I'm a grown-up now. It's time to give to WPR.
Ah, those were the days. Giving money to something you believe in, a service that you do rely on, it's a great way to commemorate a new phase of your life. We encourage it. You decide the amount and then go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Todd, we're still looking for 71 more pledges by 12:30. I hope you'll help out now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's our Half the Time Pledge Drive. It's a short fall drive, just 6 days instead of the usual 12. Your donation will help make this short pledge drive a real success. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, you can ask for Michael Perry's The Clodhopper Monologues with your pledge of $100 or more. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
Larry Mueller here with my guest, Michael Perry. And certainly if you have questions or comments for Michael as we move along today, I hope you'll join in at 800-642-1234. You can also email us at talk@wpr.org. And Mike, we had a great email here from Russ. who says, I liked the book Coop so much, I went to the local library to see about the other books he's written. I asked the librarian if they carried Truck and where I might find it. She was very friendly and helpful in looking it up on her computer and said, yes, we have that book. It's in the automotive repair section since it's about restoring old trucks, as she smiled proudly at her own logic.
Yeah, you know what? We've fought that with that book since the day it came out. I talked about things you don't anticipate, like folks calling Coop Co-op. With Truck, that came out, and the Library of Congress put it under automotive repair. And once the Library of Congress speaks, man, it is hard to undo. And to the best of my knowledge, there's one library system, and you have the King County Library System out in Seattle. There was a guy who led the charge and actually got it refiled. But most of the time, you will find that book next to the Chilton's manuals, which actually is just fine with me because it's been a kind of a nice guerrilla sales technique. I've actually had emails from guys who said, at least three different guys have emailed me and said, I had my wife, she was going to town. I said, I need a Chilton's manual for his Jeep or his old truck or whatever. And she came home with a Chilton's manual, but she came home with your book too. And so, you know, whatever, works. So.
Well, Krista in Sparta emailed and wonders, what do you think you'd be a writer if you hadn't lived in Wisconsin? Is it something about Wisconsin?
That's a tough one. I have no idea. As you know, and I've said many times on your show, that this whole thing was an accident. I'm a farm kid who worked on a ranch and then went to college and got a nursing degree and worked as a nurse and then very accidentally eased off into writing. I think probably I would probably write about wherever I'm from, but I will say that it is wonderful to be living and writing in a place that you've known since your first memories. And
yeah.
even in my traveling times and years, I always had one foot in Wisconsin. And I think it's just nice to be able to – we referenced very early in the show today that idea that, yeah, I'm that red barn, black and white cow Wisconsin boy, but I'm also very familiar with Milwaukee and the Dells and all those different aspects of Wisconsin. So it's an endless resource. And it's fun. Wisconsin has an interesting mystique. You don't really – it's pretty hard to go somewhere and meet someone who doesn't have a take on Wisconsin,
yeah.
Which I think is interesting. Yeah.
And you get that as you drive around – as you drive or fly around the country.
Sure. I mean, I think on the Clodhopper monologues, I have a whole bit I do about all of our temperature-based knowledge. And I talk about going on book tour for Coop, and the first stop was out in San Francisco. And they immediately start talking about the cold. And then I consider myself, you know, in the last segment, I talked about you shouldn't really look to me for guidance. But I do think that I am a bit of an ambassador of the cold and of things Wisconsin. And I talk on the monologues there about how I try to teach them critical knowledge so that if they should wind up stranded in Wisconsin in January, they'll know what to do and what not to lick.
Oh, man. I tell you, Christy in Texas, got an email from Texas, and she wants to hear the story about your daughter and the guinea pig.
Oh, man, that's going to be tough because that's about a 10-minute story, and it's the last track on the Clodhopper monologue. Let me see if I can summarize. I can just say that my daughter wanted a horse, and she's a very good girl, and so I told her she could have a guinea pig.
Yep.
Why, I explain on the CD. And then what it evolves into is a real education on how much it costs to feed a guinea pig as opposed to a horse. And then ultimately that story, and the reason I love it so, is it's just a classic example of that as adults, as parents, we do our best to instruct our children, and we plan very carefully on how we're going to enlighten them. And right at the last minute, my little daughter just completely flips the tables on me, and I don't see it coming. And that's kind of the story of parenting in a nutshell. So that's the guinea pig summary. That's the Cliff's Notes.
Oh, man. Well, Tom in Fenimore, I think, has a comment or question. Tom, you there?
I'm here, and I'm enjoying this very much.
Hey, thanks, Tom.
I was listening to you talk about living in Wisconsin and writing about Wisconsin, and I live in Florida, although I'm here on vacation right now. And I write about Wisconsin also in a newspaper column in Fenimore.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. So and I've published three books about these stories of southwestern Wisconsin. But I'm going to get out and pick up your books before I leave the state here next week. And but it's so good to hear you describe. Maybe I should get the CDs too.
Yeah, you should get the CDs for sure.
Well, I'm in a bad position there. I would recommend you get them too. That's going to sound a little self-serving, but I do have two kids to feed.
That's
but
right,
yeah,
right.
I appreciate it. It's nice to, you know, I like it when someone says they're from Florida or even from Illinois. We love to give, what should we call you folks? I better be careful. But we always make our jokes, but it's fun to have people traveling back and forth. And I actually, on the Cloudhopper monologues, I do a little bit in there where I reveal that for all my talk, and this is very germane to the last two callers, for all my talk of being a stone-cold Wisconsin country boy, I was actually, and some of you may want to mute your radios right now, but I was actually conceived in Illinois and didn't find this out until I was in my 30s. And so you can imagine the therapy that I've had to go through.
I'll ponder that. We'll ponder that with Michael Berry here, Larry Mueller. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Illinois. I'm Todd Witter. I was also born in Illinois. I'm with Judith Sears-Poisson. We're in our Half the Time Pledge Drive, asking you to help make this program possible with your pledge of support.
We've cut this drive down from 12 days to just 6. It sounds kind of crazy, but that means more talk about the issues you care about and less on-air fundraising. But it only works when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we are looking still for 62 pledges in the next, 38 minutes. Thank you if you've already given, of course.
But if not, help us stay on track. Help us make our Half the Time Pledge Drive a success by making your contribution right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might not have a life coach or a personal trainer, that sounds like me, or a gardening expert on call, but that's okay. When you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, you get great advice from all kinds of experts.
And what's the cost to you? Well, you choose. The Ideas Network is your affordable source for helpful information. It's a great deal. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You decide the amount of your pledge. Every pledge is appreciated, and every pledge helps pay for the programs that you love right here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Consider asking for the Cloudhopper monologues as your thank you gift when you give $100 or more. Do it right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Todd, we heard from a donor who said, I'm a better mom, a better sister, a better employee, and a better person because of the WPR experience. Another donor said simply, WPR is as important to me as my morning coffee.
If Wisconsin Public Radio makes you a better person or is an important daily ritual in your life, join your fellow listeners in supporting it right now. Your donation makes Wisconsin Public Radio possible. At WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Giving to Wisconsin Public Radio takes just a few minutes, and in return, you'll get so much back. If you can, consider a donation of $1,000.
Your $1,000 contribution helps us bring you the talk, news, music, and entertainment that you count on from Wisconsin Public Radio, and helps ensure that our community and our state get the public radio that we deserve. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your donation of any amount is very much appreciated.
I do feel that it's important to give what you can to public radio.
It's really important to support this kind of programming. It's not available elsewhere.
This is a station that sometimes challenges my assumptions.
I have found new friends that keep me really informed.
It's a station that doesn't always agree with me, which is what people seem to like to listen.
And I just feel like it's stealing to listen and not contribute.
I choose to become a member. You should choose to become a member too.
I'm Judith Sears-Poisson here with Todd Witter. We're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support is such a big part of why Larry Mueller is available to you right now and every day. Make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are still looking for 59 pledges in the next 35 minutes. Pledges like yours keep us on track to support the programs that you count on, and they help us reduce on-air fundraising by making this Half the Time Drive a huge success. Thank you if you have already given, of course. If not, though, give right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, Todd, I know that people mark their calendars because they've told me this when I answer the phones during the show. Larry has such great regular guests that people count on. Folks like Scott Craven on wildlife, the weather guys, and Dr. Sandy Sawchuk on pet health. And an amazing lineup of gardening experts on Fridays and plus on Saturdays. Others like Michael Perry today that come by a few times a year.
It's really a great show, and it lets listeners hear and talk to so many knowledgeable guests. Show your support right now with a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's great to hear Michael Perry today, but guess what? You can listen to him anytime you want, because this hour you can receive Michael Perry's The Clodhopper Monologues when you make a contribution of $100. Your donation supports the programs you love, and you can also get this nice thank you gift with your pledge of $100. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, Judith, we had one donor who likened her contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio to making stone soup. She didn't feel like she had much to give, but having learned the lesson from the old children's story, she knew that her contribution, added together with everyone else's, creates something everyone can benefit from.
You know, it's about lunchtime, so let's make some stone soup here on WPR today. If you put in some carrots, someone else is sure to have some potatoes.
Altogether, you make up more than one-third of our budget. Add something to the pot right now at WPR.org. or 888-202-2552.
We are in our half the time pledge drive, and what we're trying to do is pretty big, and I have to say, kind of daring. We've taken our biggest pledge drive of the year, normally 12 days, and cut it in half.
That means we have just 6 days to ask for your gift to support Wisconsin Public Radio programs that you love. We hope you agree. It's a great idea.
If you think it's a great idea to have 6 days more of programming instead of on-air fundraising, give as generously as you can right now at WPR.org. or 888-202-2552.
You know, sometimes you want to listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, but you're not near a radio. And that's okay, because you can listen online from anywhere in the world. Just go to WPR.org and click on Our Live Streams.
And while you're at WPR.org, check out information about your favorite shows or guests you've heard and our audio archives of past programs. Your pledge helps support all of these services.
Another thing you can do at Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org is make your donation right now. Do it right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
You may think that Wisconsin Public Radio operates largely with tax dollars. It's true, we do get funding from the federal government and from the state, but listener contributions, like yours, make up our single largest source of income, more than a third.
You can get the full picture of it at funding.wpr.org. The fact is, though, your support is vital to keeping Wisconsin Public Radio on the air.
And now that you know that, please make a pledge of support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are nearing our goal. We still need 55 more pledges in the next 30 minutes. Help out right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This is our half the time pledge drive. It's a shortfall drive, just 6 days instead of 12. Your donation helps make it a success. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Ask for the Clodhopper Monologues with your pledge of $100 or more. Come on, you Michael Perry fans. It's time to hear from you. Pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Speaking of Michael Perry fans, Todd, Virginia from Brookfield says, it's a doubleheader for me today. Maybe she's in the baseball spirit. Sounds like
are we all?
I think Larry Mueller has the most engaging program in your lineup, and Michael Perry inspires and entertains me. If Michael Perry inspires and entertains you, and if you enjoy Larry Mueller's show, please give us a call at 888-202-2552.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge right now. Support Wisconsin Public Radio. And, of course, ask for the Clodhopper Monologues with your pledge of $100 or more. But, of course, you can pledge in any amount. We want to hear from you right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You can pledge at any amount, and it will be very much appreciated. But at $100, get the Clodhopper Monologues.
Well, the most touching and humorous stories are often those about everyday life, whether it's parenting or working or dealing with friends or neighbors. Those are the stories that often speak to us at a very human level, and those are the stories that Michael Perry is so good at writing about and talking about. Larry Mueller here, thank you so much for being with us today as we visit with Michael Perry. He has a new two CD piece out called the Clodhopper Monologues. It's a wonderful, wonderful 2D CD release, and we're so happy to have him here to talk with us about it. And you can ask him some questions, too, and I hope you'll join in here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Half the Time Pledge Drive. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson here with Todd Witter. You get a lot out of Wisconsin Public Radio no matter where you live or when you listen. Today, we're asking you to put something back in.
Your gift is important as we try to raise all the money with just half the on-air fundraising, 6 days instead of 12. That means more of your favorite programs. So take 2 minutes and give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Todd, we're still looking for 43 more pledges in the next 25 minutes.
Pledges like yours keep us on track to support the programs that you count on, like Larry's show, and they help us reduce on-air fundraising by making this half the time drive a success. Thank you if you have already given. We really do appreciate it. If you haven't, give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I love how the Ideas Network connects you with experts. How many times in everyday life can you just pick up the phone and talk to an award-winning scientist, an expert naturalist, or the author of a great new book?
The Ideas Network brings these experts right to you. To help make it possible, give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Larry's talking with Michael Perry today, and you can receive Michael's The Clodhopper Monologues as a thank you gift for your pledge of $100 or more. Your pledge will help support the programs, and you'll enjoy this great thank you gift.
That's The Clodhopper Monologues for your pledge of $100. Your pledge of any amount supports Wisconsin Public Radio programs at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This is Jim Packard of What Do You Know? Public radio is news. Public radio is music. Public radio is information. And public radio is even a bit of comedy. Public radio can be this exciting, intelligent mix of ideas and entertainment because of one reason. Public radio is supported by listeners like you. Thousands of listeners support this diverse and always interesting medium by sending in whatever they can afford to pay for a service that is important in their lives. During this membership drive, please take a moment to help this station by making a phone call. Your contribution has never been as important as it is now. You need public radio. Public radio needs you.
And you can do that at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Hi, I'm Judith Sears-Poisson here with Todd Witter. We're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe your gift is $50, or maybe it's $100, or $500. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've told us you want less on-air fundraising, so we've cut our fall pledge drive down from 12 days to just 6. We hope you're as excited by this experiment as we are.
But we still need to raise all the money to support the programs, so give now. Let us know you support Wisconsin Public Radio and a shorter pledge drive, that's part of it too, with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe you've only discovered Wisconsin Public Radio recently, or maybe you've been listening to Wisconsin Public Radio for years. We want you to know that Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-driven, not profit-driven.
Our business is to inform and entertain you and provide quality programs for you to enjoy. WPR is your station, and the Ideas Network is your network. Pledge your support now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you already renew by mail or make an ongoing monthly transfer from your bank account, thank you so very much. Listeners who renew and monthly sustainers are the backbone of Wisconsin Public Radio.
If you haven't given yet, join thousands of other wonderful WPR members by donating at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, we're still looking for 37 more pledges in the next 20 minutes. Help out right now. Help us reach that goal of 100 pledges during Larry's program right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's our half the time pledge drive. It's a short fall drive, just 6 days instead of 12. Your donation helps make it a success and helps us bring more programming and less on-air fundraising to you. I hope you'll give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And don't forget to ask for the Clodhopper Monologues with your pledge of at least $100. Make that pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, we had someone make a pledge from New Delhi, India earlier this morning. She said it's wonderful to have the People's Pharmacy, to the best of our knowledge, NPR, and so much more while I'm so far away from Wisconsin. Well, if you're closer than New Delhi, India, or if you're that far, we hope you'll pledge now. Donate at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you.
Larry Mueller here with my guest today, Michael Perry, author, humorist, musician, host of Tent Show Radio. He has his two CD set, The Clodhopper Monologues, just came out. So it's great to have him here to talk about the Clodhopper Monologues, talk about his writing, and certainly to answer your questions when you call us at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call with your questions or comments.
Hey, Larry, I hope I'm not messing up your segment by jumping in here. But I was going to just say two things. In the last segment, I wanted to clarify something.
Yeah.
Todd and Judith said they were born in Illinois. And I want to point out, I said I was conceived in Illinois. I was born in Wisconsin Rapids. Big difference. Just so we've got that down for the record. But the more serious thing I wanted to say is you guys have not asked me to do this. And obviously, as a writer and a performer, I've benefited from being on Wisconsin Public Radio. But as a citizen, I just wanted to say that, you know, there was the call earlier from Colfax, which I appreciate because it takes courage to ask those questions. And you can hear how we are invested in these things emotionally. And one of the things that I cherish about Wisconsin Public Radio is that we live in a time when due consideration and reflection are in short supply.
Yeah.
And I love that with Wisconsin Public Radio, I know I can turn it on and I can listen to an issue be examined over an extended period of time and thoughtfully. You know, there was a gentleman very early on apparently made a pledge from out of state, and he said that what he likes about Wisconsin Public Radio is that it doesn't waste his time. And what struck me about that comment is he wasn't talking about brevity.
No.
He was talking about quality. And so that's just my personal take. You know, when people ask me why I listen, it's because I know I'm going to get an hour of actual thoughtful examinations. That's my you can go back now to what you were going to do. I kind of tromped on you.
Oh, no. You know what? I really appreciate that. I was just going to ask you how the family was. That's what I was going
to say. Doing pretty good. Although we've got this little one. She's 4 years old now, and she's I'm starting to call her Typhoid Mary because she's she tends to be the first one to go pick stuff up, and then she has it for a day or two, and then we're in one of those periods now where now the other three of us have it, and she's charging around happy and singing, and we're all kind of dragging around, and we all look at her and askance, you know, because she's a little, I don't know if I'm using the term properly, but she is apparently just a living, breathing vector. No, things are good. I'm so blessed. You know, I have my wife and I have two daughters. I have a daughter now 11 and another one that's 4. And my wife, I'm on the road a lot, about 8,200 days a year. And I like to use the phrase on the road because it sounds very, you know, sounds like I'm on a tour bus dieseling through the night. And what I tell people is that usually it's just me checking into the Janesville Super 8 after totally rocking the public library. But it's about my speed. But my wife really, and this is not me just going through the motions here. She really holds things down and she is the grown-up in our relationship. Yeah. And I cherish her and I value her. And she just does such a great job of keeping me grounded without ever, she doesn't knock me down. She just, and I have a new favorite story. Someone came up to her, they'd listened to the Clodhopper monologues and, you know, obviously it's just 2 hours of trying to be funny. And, and this woman came up to my wife and she said, it must be so wonderful to have Mike around the house because he is so funny. And my wife looked her right in the eye and said, yes, he is. And then, proving that she has her own sense of timing, waited a beat and a half and said, on stage. So she does a pretty good job with keeping. But no, I'm a very fortunate fellow in that regard, especially since I was a bachelor for 39 years. I talk about that on the Clodhopper Monologues, too, that me and my brothers had 102 years of accumulated bachelorhood before any of the three of us got married, and how that all came to be.
Oh, man. You know, Bill in Lancaster's got a question for you, and we'll get to that in just a minute, though, but we need to take a quick look here, find out how we're doing on our pledge drive here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I'm Judith Sears-Poisson here with Todd Witter. We are in our half the time pledge drive at Wisconsin Public Radio. We're cutting our fall pledge drive down from 12 days to just 6. Your pledge right now is so important because listener contributions make up more than one third of our budget.
Help make this short fall drive a success. Help us raise the money we need in just half the time. Your gift of $50 or $100, whatever amount you choose, makes a difference at Wisconsin, or makes a difference for Wisconsin Public Radio. Do it right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
How cool is it that you can help pay for the programs you depend on? When you tune into the Ideas Network, you can know that you've made it possible for them to be there. And you can do that by helping us raise those funds in just half the days of a normal fall drive, 6 days instead of 12.
And we're down to the wire. We're looking for 30 more pledges in about 15 minutes. Make yours right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
At the end of an hour of programming, you'll often hear the guests say, "Thanks for your great listeners. Thank you for being such thoughtful, active listeners.
And thanks for your financial support, which makes it all possible." If you haven't pledged yet, do it right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Help support the Larry Mueller Show and shorter on-air fundraising drives. You decide the amount of your pledge. Every pledge is appreciated, and every pledge helps pay for the programs like this one you love on WPR.
Consider asking for the Clodhopper Monologues as your thank you gift when you give $100 or more. You need to do that, though, right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Some things just don't work when you cut them in half. A pair of pants, a chair, your glasses. But other things do work better and more efficiently. WPR has cut this pledge drive in half. Our goal is to raise all of the money it takes to bring you the programs you count on in just half the usual time. But it only works when you give now. And here's how.
Here's how. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson here with Todd Witter, both wearing full pairs of pants, you'll be happy to know, asking for your support of the WPR programs you count on. Thank you in advance for your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe you've made the decision to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, but you're looking for the best way to fit it into your budget. A sustaining membership may be the answer. You decide on a monthly amount to be deducted from your bank account or credit card, and you set it up to be ongoing.
Sustaining, automatically renewing memberships are powerful because they're cost-efficient and reliable for WPR, and convenient and affordable for you. Choose a monthly amount and become a sustaining member right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, during pledge drives, we get some great comments from listeners about why they chose to donate. For example, Susan from Bayside said of her WPR listening, "I learn, I laugh, I think." And that's why she decided to give.
I learn, I laugh, I think. It's a great motto. If that's your motto, too, join Susan in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe giving $1 a day is the right amount for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. When you think about it, $1 a day is pretty great value.
It really is. And it comes out to $365, about $30 a month. You can set that up as monthly transfers from your bank account or credit card installments.
Any way you do it will make it convenient for you. Make your pledge, though, right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Todd, I'm getting just a little bit nervous because we're still looking for 27 more pledges in the next about 12 minutes. I hope you'll help out now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Don't forget, it's our half the time pledge drive. It's a short fall drive, just 6 days instead of our usual 12. So your donation will help make this a success. You need to give right now. We want to hear from you. WPR.org. 888-202-2552.
Not only can you help support the programming that you enjoy, but you can also get the Clodhopper Monologues with your pledge of $100. Pledge now. You always come through for us. We hope you'll do it now, too, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
888-202-2552. Or, of course, you can go online and make your pledge securely at WPR.org. And we still need to hear from 26 of you before, well, in the next 10 minutes.
Yikes. And Russell from Amro says, I have always supported WPR and I always will. If you want to be like Russell, we hope you'll support us now. WPR.org. I want to be like
Russell. Be like Russell.
Be like Russell. Call 888-202-2552. And thank you.
Larry Mueller here with our guest Michael Perry. And Mike, Bill in Lancaster has been waiting a long time to talk with you. And so let's just go there right now. Bill, hello.
Hello.
Thanks.
Hey, Michael, you're one of my favorite authors, I guess I'd say.
Well, thanks.
I have a few chickens, too, but I have a few more than you. I have 8,300 of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got me whooped.
I was just kind of curious. I've read through all your books, and it seems like you had a little bit of self-deprecation in the first book, but it seems to be increasing throughout the books. I was just kind of curious how your 10th book was going to be regarding self-deprecation.
You know, that's an interesting comment. I've heard the self-deprecation comment before, but not that it was on a gradient. And I think it's a tricky thing. I mean every bit of it. You know, that earlier call, I get real uncomfortable if people elevate me. And I think partly because the writing comes so hard for me, I just struggle with it. So it's not like I feel overtly capable. And the humility thing comes from my dad. My dad is just the most humble man I've ever known. And he's strong in his beliefs and in the way he lives, but he's humble in how he comports himself. And I just feel like such a vulnerable guy that I always feel like I'm going to take a tumble, and I would prefer to take it from a low height. Now, I do realize that you have to be careful, and sometimes I think I'm guilty of maybe overdoing it, that if you're just constantly kicking your toe in the dirt, well, that's not real either, because obviously if I was really humble, I wouldn't rent opera houses and record myself talking. So that's a fun comment. I'm not sure what to do with it, but I will keep it under my next book. Actually, I allow myself to get a little bit cranky in the next book, and I'm nervous because I'm thinking people are going to say, oh, he's privileged and he's just teeing off on this or that, and it's over a very minor thing and a few little things, and but I just decided, well, I can't just, you know, sometimes I have to admit that I get cranky. I may be wrong, but I am. That's who I am. And so we'll see if that maybe there is still some self-deprecation in there. But I do allow myself to admit that sometimes I get cranky.
Yeah. So the when is that book coming out?
That's a tricky question, Larry. my editor would like to know that as well. I'm in a little stretch of time right now. And depending on how the next couple of weeks go, it's supposed to come out next August. But I'm struggling with it, and it depends. I don't mean that in the pained artist sense, but I just really, I don't want it to be set loose until it's finished, and it's not yet. And if I go past a certain window, then just because of the way publishing works, they have to move it back. But for now, it's supposed to be out in next August.
Next August, well.
Yeah. And there will be some other things out before that, too, because I'm self-employed, and you may have heard there's some changes occurring in the publishing world, and so I'm constantly working on, you know, Clodhopper Monologues. That's a totally in-house production there, and I've got a couple of other. I'm working on recording a couple of audiobooks, and I'm working on a couple of other smaller writing projects, and some of those will be coming out before next August.
And you need, and you got Tent Show Radio, too.
Tent Show Radio has been fun, yep. And
you enjoying that?
Yeah, it's fun because I do enough, you know, I do some shows up there, and I very much can feel the tent when I'm doing it, and I know what it's like to be on the ground there, and I know what the canvas smells like, and I know, you know, I spend a lot of time in that lonely little dressing room with the one light bulb burning, and so, I enjoy that. There's an element, it's a combination of an actual live show and then a little bit of radio theater, which is what radio is great for.
Yeah. Any surprises in that?
No, other than I think, it's been, I've just enjoyed it. And again, like I say, I'm glad that I've I love performing up there, and that really helps with the radio show because I can really feel the place when,
yeah.
I'm recording it. Yep.
Well, I tell you what, this is a lot of fun having a chance to talk with you. That new book is going to be about what? Is it just life again? Is it your life?
The ultimate theme is about equanimity, and it's about an 82-year-old neighbor of mine, and I'm not his apprentice or anything. I'm just his neighbor, but he makes his own cannons and shoots them, and he has a lathe, and he makes parts for guys' combines, and he milked cows till he was 77, but he's living in the same house he was born in, and to make it very short, when he took over the farm in his 30s, he lived in this nice little dead-end driveway, and he had a creek bottom and everything, and then one day I-94 came through his front yard. And so I'm writing about how this guy has dealt with that over the years, that he's, in some senses, he feels he was wronged, but he's also found a way not to let it ruin his life, and boy, I think I need some of that. So that's the general premise.
That's the premise. Michael Perry. Thanks, Michael. Michael is our guest, and he'll be back with us, and he'll be with us. Well, he's never really away from us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Hello, I'm Judith Sears-Poisson with Todd Witter. We're here in a half-the-time pledge drive at Wisconsin Public Radio. You count on Wisconsin Public Radio for in-depth discussions of issues and fun talks, like with Michael Perry about the Clodhopper monologues. We count on you to keep that discussion strong. That makes your financial contribution very important.
And with your help, we'll reduce a 12-day drive down to just 6 days. Every gift makes a difference, especially right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Larry's counting on us to get 9 more pledges in the next 5 minutes. Your pledge right now helps keep this program going strong and helps us keep this drive short. Only 6 days instead of 12.
So make your contribution right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We trust you've enjoyed the conversation with Michael Perry about his new audio collection, The Clodhopper Monologues. Now take a few minutes to make this hour and many hours to come possible. Put a value on the programs you enjoy every day. Then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This hour, you can receive the Clodhopper Monologues when you make a contribution of $100 or more. Your donation supports the programs that you love, and you can also get this nice thank you gift with your pledge of $100. So pledge right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I first became interested in Wisconsin Public Radio the year 1958 when I was in the sixth grade. The name of the program was Let's Sing, and we all sang together with Mr. Wooldridge. I didn't really know it was public radio. It was just radio for me at the sixth grade level. I'm Dean Gagnon, a Wisconsin Public Radio Association board member. Wisconsin Public Radio is my source of news, weather. It's a one-stop shopping center for everything I need to know for the day.
That was really a tongue twister, one-stop shopping center. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson with Todd Witter. We're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio, no tongue twisters involved. Listener support is such a big part of why Larry Mueller is available to you right now and every day. Make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your financial support makes Wisconsin Public Radio's programs possible. This fall, we haven't given ourselves as long to ask for your gift. We've given ourselves just 6 days instead of 12.
Just 6 days instead of 12. This drive will be over on Monday evening at 7 o'clock. Go ahead, give now as generously as you can at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It doesn't matter how much you contribute. Some people give $25 or $30 and others give thousands. Give the amount that's affordable to you.
What's important is that you participate by giving what you can. Because by supporting WPR, you're supporting an independent voice in the media. Go online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and make whatever financial contribution you can.
If you've been listening to Wisconsin Public Radio for a while without pledging, maybe you haven't given because you didn't know that we're listener supported. Well, we are. More than a third of our budget comes from listeners.
Maybe you wanted to listen for a while to see if you liked what you heard. Well, you're still listening all these months or years later. So how about a donation now?
After you've given, you'll feel great each time you tune in. Pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Todd, we're still looking for 9 more pledges in the next minutes. Help us out now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you so much for everyone who has participated by contributing during Larry's show. We We really, really appreciate it, but we still need to hear from you right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. It's our Half the Time Pledge Drive. It's a short drive, just 6 days instead of 12. Your donation will help make this a success. Give right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you enjoyed listening to Michael Perry, and I know we did, you can ask for the Cloudhopper Monologues, your own copy with your pledge of $100.